Thank you all for coming to the next installment of Abba Shabbat. So last week we were talking about Avas Yisrael and Achdus Yisrael. This week we're also going to be talking about that topic, but with two additional themes. Number one is the connection to Purim. Number two is how to gain Achdus and Avas Yisrael, despite the fact that they're all very different people. And number three, connecting this to the mission the Rebbe gave his Hasidim and entirety of the seventh generation of creating a Dira B'Tachtonim on the ground. So this is a sikha the Rebbe gave on Purim, Tavshin Memhei, 1985. We're going to start with Os Beis on the first page. It says, Inyan Achdus Mudgash B'Myukad B'Kasher V'Shaikos L'Purim. The concept of Achdus is specifically emphasized on Purim. K'Mesuper B'Megillah, Shefil Haman Arasha, Shetana Aso Hayisa, She'am Yisrael, Mefuzer, Mefurad B'na Amim, even though the Jews are physically scattered, they're still a single nation, a unified nation. Physically, they are dispersed. But the Rebbe here is quoting the passage in Tanya, Paraglam of Beis. If you focus on Ruchnius, then all of Am Yisrael are united, despite the fact that physically we're different and physically we are dispersed. So how do we see the concept of Achdus and Purim? He's going to have a couple of different associations between Achdus and Purim, and then one of them is going to take us to the next step of the Sikha. Mitzvot of Purim are focused on these things. Association number two is Kabbalah Satorah. On the Purim, there was a Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah requires Achdus. He's going to say Torah is what unifies Klal Yisrael, and if we have another connection between Achdus and Purim. Move on, Shein Zit Tzirv Shal Beis Inyanim, between Achdus and Kabbalah Satorah. Al Yish Shaykos Pimius Bineihem. Ad Kenei Kach Shashaychusam Hi Lorak Ba'ofen Shal Zkos U'Segula, Kein Ba'ofen Shal Siba U'Mesovav. There's a cause and effect relationship between Torah and Achdus. HaTorah imayol sheish ba riba mitzvot riba sipurim v'chulei hari Torah akas. Torah is unified. Kfishim even gam pashad shepshutim. Shigam ilav shayachim kol inyanim mamurim kamol derashikim shivtikem shemikivin shatorah nidah mekadosh baruch hu Hashem akad akas shepshuta. Torah is expression of a kadosh baruch hu. Hashem is akad in the sense that he's not morkav between different things. Torah also is a single unified concept. Hashem amro shebar abi ribi olamos v'olamos imis par. Hashem created many different olamos, but that doesn't change the fact that he's a unified being. Hashem is one. He manifests himself in a multiplicity of ways. Torah is one, and expresses itself in a multiplicity of stories and details. This has a cause and effect relationship on us who receive the Torah. Despite the fact that 600,000 Jews, 600,000 is a lot of people, the fact that they were unified to receive the Torah, and the Torah is what created that unity, once they encamp near Har Sinai, they become Kish Akad B'Lev Akad, that affects Klal Yisrael forever. It doesn't matter how far away they are from each other, and even more than that, even if they're spiritually in different levels, the highest Jews to the lowest Jews, even though they have different spiritual missions, Rome of 1414.
Haridu could betoke Gondol Yoster Shlob Erach Gabi Hulukim Shibinahem.
Despite the physical differences, despite the spiritual differences, which are more important, still, davar ma'achid is the unifying factor. Everything is batal. They're all am echad. So now we have two associations between Purim and Akdos. Number one, the mitzvahs of Purim are associated with creating Akdos. Mishloach manos Israel matanos avyonim. Purim is a time of Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah is what created the fact that we are an Am Echad. Gimbal, and this is going to be the linchpin of the Sikha. Of Omek Yoser, Hari Akdos Ke'esha Kalev Akad, Hiba'ofen Shechilukim Shvein Echad Achaviru, Lozul Bavad Sheinam Gorim Chas V'Shalom Bein an Akdos, Ela Adraba, Mosifim Od Yoser Bein an Akdos. The fact that there are differences among us, spiritually and physically, is a actually adds and lends itself to the creation of Akdos. Kefisha nita no mum inin ha'akdos kefisha itzel ish echad mamish. Like we find Akdos by a single unified person. Ve'inin bazeh. So he's going to describe this fact, that the fact that we're all very different from each other, spiritually and physically, itself could help create a better form of Akdos, and he's going to take that idea and connect it to Purim. Ve'inin bazeh. All of us are combined, are integrated beings of two distinct entities, which are very, very different from each other, the body and the soul. Hanashama, he mitzius ruchnes, an lataklus ruchnius, chilak al kam mimal. It's a spiritual being, spiritual entity. Vizat gufa, chilak al kam mimal mamish. It's actually part of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lumasos. Hagof Matthias Gashmis, Ramakli Varam, Shasa Gidim, Shnitan their Osam Bayana Gashmius, Mashasham Biyana Gashmis, Vatakas Agashmius. And the body is the epitome of a physical entity. Vyanfa Pikain, Mitsiuso Shal Adam Chai Vashalini, a person who lives and is complete. Chibur Hanashemel Agof Yaktov, Shem Naasim Matthias Akasamish. When you look at a person, both of those things are combined, Adatakas the combination. You can't disassociate the neshama from the guf. You can't point to a part of the physical body that doesn't have the neshama which is enclosed within it. The body by itself would be a dead body. The neshama breathes life into every aspect of the body. The body and soul are united to become a single entity. Again, this is a particular Chabad or Hasidic way of looking at the world. Don't think that the body and soul are opposites, which just happen to be living in the same barrel, in the same house. But there's constant tension between them. The ideal is that they should become a single unified entity. Assuming the ikar of the person is his neshama, that is the thing that leads the guf. It's not just that they are negating each other. The very fact that they're comprised, that the human person is comprised of two distinct entities, means that they're going to complement each other, and a person is going to be able to fulfill tasks that he wouldn't be able to do if he was just a guf or just a neshama. Avodas Hashem, again, the ikar tachlis of a person in this world. It's not just spiritual matters. Elgam uvi ikar binyanim gashmiyim. We have to do physical mitzvos with our physical body. Eating and drinking, not just on Shabbos Yom Tov when there's a particular mitzvah to eat and drink, but even b'mei achol, eating and drinking can become part of avodas Hashem. Kipsakten Rambam, shachakam am chakam v'navon nikar b'machalov mashkeu. You eat and drink differently. You make a bracha before and afterwards. You make sure it's kosher. In fact, you're making sure that everything you're eating is kosher from a moral perspective. Go if you're not doing this to for bodily enjoyment. But the eating itself, again, this is an important point, which we'll make it back to our later sikhah. Eating itself could become important, avodas Hashem, for two distinct reasons. Number one, that allows you to make a bracha. Number two, you are feeding the physical body of a Jew, which is the kinyan of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, it's distinct from the hana you get from the food, but you're giving satiation and nutrients to something which is inherently important. The same thing is true for every other physical mitzvah that we have. This method of avodas Hashem, remaining as an Am Echad, focusing on our Torah and our mitzvot, eventually is going to create an Am Echad. Eventually is going to be mashpia on the rest of the world also, to create a unified entity within the entire world, that all the nations of the world are going to see what Am Yisrael is and follow in the Derech of Hashem. You need the physical body to be able to fulfill the mission that we have in this world, which is to create a dira b'tachtonim through physical mitzvos. The physical body in its own is also powerless. It requires a life force of the neshama. For ikar, shenashama morlo keitzad amale yishlichuso shakadosh baruch hu lasoslo yisbarak dir b'takonim. The guf is the one doing the actions, but the neshama is the one giving it chiyus and guidance. V'nimsa shlo zu bovad sheish kan chibur ve'aktos mibeis var minugadim. The guf and the neshama, it's not just that you have a combination of two distinct things that happen to come together. The initial differences which you think about when you see an neshama and you see a guf, or you think about an neshama and you think about a guf, musifa binyan ha'aktos. That itself increases the mitziyah, the fact that the end result is a mitziyah's akas, a single unified being. Dafka through their initial differences, you're able to complement each other in the final mitziyah's akas, in the final single being. Now he's going to take this back to Akhtas Yisrael. He's going to say this is true about Akhtas Yisrael, then he's going to explain how it's dafka true on Purim. Every single person in the Jewish nation is distinct. You have certain knowledge, you have certain knowledge base, or certain talents which other people do not have. And through this uniqueness that each person has, that emphasizes the fact that we're all different. Amnam, chiluk ze gufa menatzal yehudi knelis achidim chaveru. But again, similar to neshama and the guf, the very fact you're different could allow you to unite more with another Jew. Aydeze shemashpia v'uzer lo b'seir panim yafos, b'imsoz yudi osav, efsher yosav, o tkunosav v'myukados. Through helping a different person who doesn't have your knowledge or your abilities or your talents, that is going to create a mitzias akas similar to the neshama and the guf. Kach shagam etzel kaveru tiyash shlemas shiyeshna etzla. So then you're going to affect the other person, that the other person will be able to have those tukhunos, those yutios, which you have, which the other person does not have. V'chamayim panim alapanim kem leif adam la'adam shagam kaveru mashpia olav minyanav miyuchadim. Again, every single Jew has something unique to offer, so you receive what the other Jew has to offer to you. The very fact that people start off with different talents and something to contribute makes them more unified in the end of the day.
Would you say that after, let's say, there's two people that manage to teach each other every single thing they know, how are they going to be different than that, and how they can apply it? The actus is coming from those two things coming together, not in that they're the same now, but that they become equal, although different.
Well, now he's doing something. I'm saying at the end of the day, the goal is to create a Metzias Achas, where everybody has everything.
Without prejudice.
Without separation. But the way he's going to say,
but
pointedly,
the best evil there is prejudice.
Right. The way to get there is through distinction. So you see what he's creating a system where everybody has something unique to contribute. Chashivas of the individual person is being emphasized. But at the end of the day, the goal, the mission you have with that chashivas which you have, your uniqueness, is able to give it to other people to create actos between you and the other person, and also to receive from the other person, no matter who he is, to create actos in the opposite direction also. You see, he's pulling the string from both ends to create a better form of Aptos from his perspective.
Yeah, right. Since all the mashal he was using, I think last week he was using the mashal of Gav Echad, and every aver has its own purpose. You don't need four kidneys, and you don't need two hearts.
Right.
I mean, every single person playing a particular role that is, and they're all interdependent on each other. That is kufa, what creates one Gav.
Right. Exactly. And that right. Well, let's see this mashal with Kohen Levi and Yisrael, because the Kohen Levi and Yisrael are things which you can't give over the Kohenness to the Levi or to the Yisrael. So, Dugma Adamar. Hachiluk Shabin Kohen Levi by Yisrael Mitzad Achad. A Kohen Mashpia Mavarekas Levi by Yisrael. Idach Makabel Kohen Ashpa Mechel Gov Nachlaso Shal Yisrael. Kmokin Makabel Gamin Levi. Everybody receives from somebody else. Kmokin Menogel Hachiluk Shabin Ishla Isha. Shaideis Achdus Pineihem. Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, Azai Shechina b'nehem. Again, if the Ish v'Isher start off as being different, but they create a Metzias Achas, which brings down the Shechina. Hamachados Osam, Yos Metzias Achas. He is a Bezoar. She Ish v'Isher hem b'is chad zayim shan Hashem Achas. V'lashana yadua, p'la gufa. Each one has half a body. V'thein Yisu, and Srikam Yos pe'ufin shahodala zem yuzam yizeh. V'asar shiye b'nehem kirva b'chulei. Right, before you get married, you have to remain start as two distinct entities. Body and soul start off as two distinct things. Amnem, Idein is suing, that's Moshe of Yisrael, and this gala, Shalamito Shodavar, he be a Schatzam Shamaka, Kla Gufa. Shakozrim is Achatim, Theos and Theos Achas. So you start off as distinct, everybody has something to contribute, and together you become a whole. Again, one is a male, one is a female. But together, when they create a Metzias Achas of a unified soul, physically they're still different, but in terms of their neshamos, they're more unified than other people.
And that's the only way to do it.
And that's the only way to do it. You have to start off as being distinct, and then use those distinctions to contribute to something greater. Mekosa muvan she'inin eskalkos gufa lo zubavad she'ino guras b'nyanei achdos. Right, the fact that everybody is distinct doesn't take away from unity. Ela andraba eskalkos gufa menatzelas menutzelas kdei lachusif b'nyan ha'achdos. Everybody complements and fills in what the other person is lacking to create a greater entity. This type of actos is specifically emphasized on Purim. Both in terms of body and soul, and in terms of all different types of Jews. Udos of Kesher Vashaikos de Purim and Yom Kippurim. Akne Kaksha Osiosam Shabbos, Purim Ukapurim. The Kippurim, sorry. Amnam Biyakan and Gam, Yeshno Gam Chiluk Benehem. Shimea Purim, Yeshno Tsivoid Mishavasimpa. Achi Aser Betanis, Mashenkin Biyom Kippurim, Harikos Konyani Tainas Dafka. Right, Purim and New Purim and Yom Kippur are connected, but they're opposites of each other. Yom Kippur is a day of fasting, Purim is a day of eating. And this difference, the fact that you and then on Purim we're able to eat and drink, it emphasizes the advantage Purim has over Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim hu Kippurim. Yom HaKippurim is on a lower level. It's similar to Purim. Kimo Purim. It's like Purim. Shemakom inyan and the tainus Yom HaKippurim nifalim kol inyanim aydei meshivasimcha. And Yom Kippurim, we have to fast to get to a certain level. On Purim, we're able to take everything in this world and use it to get to even a higher level. So, Inyan Bazeh. Page 14-17. Inyan Hashem Yom Kippurim, who betaklas seidloi. Akne kach shagam heder achilo shtiyah shabo ino inyan shot saragof, kim beufin delachiosam barav. Yom Kippurim, it's not that we're ignoring the guf or being masagif the guf. The guf itself enjoys the fact that it's fasting on Yom Kippur. Kimavur b'kasidos. He's going to give anecdotal evidence at this point. You have Jews who are completely far away from anything Jewish. You have to fight them in order to do mitzvos. They'll say, "What should I take lulav?" It doesn't pain them to take lulav. They just don't feel any connection to lulav. They're going to say, "What's the proof I have to keep mitzvahs and everything else that people say?" They get something out of the fact that they're fasting. They'll tell you, "Why am I fasting? Because I enjoy it. How can I do otherwise?" What's today to you? So why are you fasting today? I don't understand the question. Since I'm a Jewish, this is what I do in Yom Kippur. I'm enjoying this. I can't live without my fasting and my observance of Yom Kippur. I think we mentioned this once before. The pasuk says, if you see the chamor of your enemy, azov tazov imo, you should help it out. The chamor is the mashal for the gashmias, for your physical body. You should help out your physical body. Well, I think it's in your physical body. You should work with the body to purify it. Right, even though in Yom Kippur you are working together with the body, you're working together with the body in a way that negates the physical elements. On Purim, we're able to work together with the body in a way that takes part of the physical world. Using the unique contributions the body has. And through Avodas HaGuf, the Neshama is going to be perfected as well. That itself is going to increase the access in Klal Yisrael. Ozvav. Very quickly. This is going to teach us something. We should all be focusing this type of Avodas Hashem. Kamor, lo lishbor es haguf adei tanios misigufim. To help the body reach a state of perfection. Great. We have to use this message for our work with other people. This mission that we have to create a dir b'tachtonim, it can't be done by a single individual Jew. We have to transform the entire world. Still, the kashivos, the prat, has to be emphasized. Each individual person is important, has something to contribute. Not to be arrogant, to understand the responsibility we all have. You can affect another Jew. Everybody could work together to create this Dior B'Tachtonim. Klomar. Your personal Avodas Hashem is great. You have to help out other people to create this dira b'tachtonim, this further mitzvahs achas, through being mashlim somebody else's kasranos and then being mushpa from the other person. But the loshon haMegillah am echad. K'misha davar bali debito b'fol mamish shaskala sapuula debito gzeras haman leiknosis kol yudim. Go gather all the Jews. You care about the other person to the extent that his problems become your problems. He quotes a mashal from Mordechai, which we're going to skip right now because we're running out of time. Let's skip to the bottom of page 14:19. This notion of achdus brings to simcha. Simcha mi etzem ha'uvta shenufkashim imod yehudi v'rabim yisrael la'acharei meshak zman shelo ra'u zedzeh. Achas kam v'kama kasher nifkashim yehudim shemi'ulim la'ra'u. He's talking about these vados that we have, that the chassidim had in Purim. You see Jews you haven't seen in a long time, you get happy. Kavachomer, you should be happy if you see Jews you've never seen before in your life. B'neshama, we all saw each other at some point in Shemayim. This is the first time B'gashmi as you're seeing this other Jew. If you really understand that we're all Mitzias Akas, and it's our mission to create the Mitzias Akas through being Mashlim Zadzeh with their own unique talents and being Mushba from the other person from his unique talents, so then you really understand that we really, really are all Neshama Akas. Then if you see a Jew for the first time you've never seen before, there should be an element of Simcha there. You're meeting each other in shul or in a base medrash. You're taking these messages and taking them to the rest of the year. And through these dead years, we're going to be able to be summing gula the gula, gula of Purim to the gula of Mashiach. God, thank you.